Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha Lyles, and this episode is being brought to you by the 5th Annual Bantu Festival. This year's festival will take place July 27th and 28th at the Midway Plaisance in Hyde Park. There'll be a whole lot of entertainment, art, dance, vendors, and live performances such as Selena Johnson. And of course, there will be food from over 30 different countries. You can head on over to www.bantufest.com to learn more information. If you haven't learned anything else from tuning in to Shypedia Podcast, I hope you've learned that everyone has a story. But let's not fail to include animals. This particular episode will highlight the uncharted territory of dog fighting. Sure, we know this underground world exists, but how often do we hear about it? Well, three African-American filmmakers, all Chicago natives, came together to bring awareness to this issue. They decided to tell a story through a dog's perspective. Okay, yeah, we know. Of course, dogs can't talk, so they created an animated film, which you don't see very much of, and called it Chance. Now, I saw the film. It was amazing, okay? And I think the title was perfect. All of us is given a chance to be here, and we shouldn't be afraid to take chances, no matter how hard life may seem. So I caught up with all three gentlemen at the Studio Movie Grill off of 87th Street to talk about the film and the journey. So here we go.
Never be afraid to question.
No! Not my puppies! Let them go! Chance! Let them go!
I used to cry all the time when I first got here, and nobody cares if you cry.
My name's Chance.
Sugar.
What's your name?
Hannibal.
I'm here with Brandon Nguyen. Please tell me what your role was with this film.
Hey, producer. I'm on many aspects. You know, I'm a writer as well. In general, I'm the co-producer of the film. Stepped in partially throughout the production. It wasn't completed yet, but it needed a lot of kinks worked out, and marketing, finance. That's been my role with the film.
How long did it take with this project?
The project's been an active project for probably 4 years now in whole. I've been a part of it for about two.
How did you jump on?
Somehow, I mutually knew Kenny. We're all frat brothers, but we had no direct connection before that, besides being all from Chicago, and they even live in L.A.
Okay.
And I lived in Philadelphia at the time. It randomly popped up on my Facebook feed, and I knew it was a hit. And I work with a musician that is an actor. He caught his eye as well, but he was obviously busy with other projects. But eventually I said, all right, well, I'm a dog guy too, and I knew this film was something special.
Okay, so when you first saw it and you saw that it was about a dog, that was it for you?
Not a dog, but what it was about. I knew it was a hit. I knew they crossed the line. We crossed the line to an uncharted territory with the dog fighting aspect of it, and the anti-dog fighting aspect of it, after correct myself with that. But it's an uncharted territory that a lot of people really kind of, it's new, it's different.
Okay.
But I knew it was a hit immediately when I saw Chance in my face. Yes, I like dogs, but I was like, wait a second.
Yes.
What's up with this? Is this sold already? Does it need some adjustments? But this project was a project that's pretty much, the momentum was already there. So I was able to jump in, and I already had tools and fundraising and working with other stories and my own stories, from books to scripts, producing my own stuff as well. I just haven't done mine yet.
Okay, this film, I think I've cried a little bit. I laughed. There were funny moments. This film had my emotions all over the place. What is it that you want people to walk away learning after they watch this film?
Hope is alive, and it's not just with us. It's with pretty much, I want to say everything, but it's universal hope. Chance is a journey, and if you can correlate that with yourself, you know, never give up, always have faith, and sometimes it doesn't include, not for necessarily say the sacrifice. I'm not going to get the film away, but there is, you have to sacrifice to progress. You know, in this day and age, this film is going to bring peace to a lot of the different issues that we're dealing with right now. It's coming from dogs.
This is a yard for fighting dogs.
Whose ear should I chew off first?
You leave Chance alone!
But I don't want to fight anybody.
Never be afraid to question.
Have you two ever thought about leaving?
We fight and kill each other. That's what we do.
Come with us, Hannibal.
Sugar!
Chance!
What are we gonna do, Hannibal?
Fight.
I'm here with Kenny Young. This film that I just watched, Chance, was out of this world. I didn't know what to expect. I truly enjoyed the film, and I think that for our culture especially, this is definitely, I know that may not have been the direction that you were trying to head in, but this is definitely something that a lot of us can relate to, even though this is coming from a dog's perspective. And I felt every moment of it. So kudos to you. And Kenny, you are the screenwriter for the film. Okay, and what other role, the job titles you hold? What all did you do?
Production company, James Young Entertainment, we produce the film. So I co-produce it, but my partner, Phil James, is the actual producer of the film, and our co-producers, Felicia James and Brandon Webb. So it's a team effort.
Okay, and how long did this project take for you?
Wow, it's been about nearly 4 years.
Wow. So what inspired this whole project?
Years ago, Phil and I were visiting a friend out of town, and he had he took us to another friend's house who had a dog in his house. And I didn't really grow up around dogs. I don't claim to be a dog activist, but I really connected with this particular dog. And when we were leaving, he told us that that dog was going to have his first fight the next day to the death. And that just really impacted us. So we didn't do anything to stop it, so I'm sure the dog would be killed or was killed. But it just really resonated with us, and we wanted to create a piece that could tell that story.
Yeah, because this is an underground thing.
Yes.
And it's very common, but we never talk about it.
It's
and
worldwide.
To see it on the big screen and you guys bringing it to our attention,
yes.
Now we realize, yeah, this is something that we need to target and we need to kill it.
Absolutely. And we wanted to sort of parallel even the African-American experience to some degree. You know, about self-identity and fighting each other and debating with each other. So we wanted to touch on that, too. So we wanted to touch on a lot of levels, but we felt we could only do the story justice if it was from the dog's perspective.
Right, and I noticed a few key points. The humans, and I forgot, what was the name the dogs had for the humans?
The name, the Crotts. They call it the humans.
The Crotts. Okay, can I just give out this one bit of information about
sure.
the film without revealing what the film
absolutely,
is?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you never heard the humans speak,
right.
But the only word that they said was kill.
Kill. Kill.
You didn't kill? That's almost as bad as losing.
My job is to make you the best killer that you can be.
Aren't you tired of all the killing?
The championship is coming, dog.
You mean I have to fight Hannibal?
That's the only word the dogs heard. They did not understand their language.
But kill is profound.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it's about. It's, you know, it's thematic, so absolutely.
Oh my gosh. This was amazing.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, by this being an African-American film entertainment company, you don't see many animations done by African-American film companies.
And it's difficult. It's a difficult process. I see why. But we're hoping this will inspire others.
Okay.
Because we have so many great stories to tell. And animation is a great platform, great venue to tell your stories. So I'm hoping that will inspire others to do films independently. Because we see these big tentpole animated films for $50-100 million. But it doesn't really take that to tell a good story. So we're hoping that will resonate with other filmmakers.
So what would be the challenges that people, that you could tell other people they can overcome if they want to pursue animation films?
I think the biggest thing that will help you overcome is to undertake a story that you're passionate about and you believe in. Because if you're passionate about and you believe in, then everything else will work itself out. You'll overcome all your obstacles if you believe in what you're doing. Not that it won't be hard. You want it to be hard because it'll challenge you. But if you believe in what you're doing, you can overcome it.
And it takes time.
It takes time.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No, definitely not overnight. You don't want it to. Absolutely.
One of the quotes from Chance the Dog, be strong and be brave, that stood out. there were a lot of inspirational quotes in there. And I think that you guys nailed it.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
With the audience, with the kids. So I brought my 7-year-old son.
I see.
And the first thing he said was, it was sad. But then it was, I was happy as well.
That's a huge compliment.
And so this is for the whole entire family to see, to check out. And I feel like everybody needs to support this film. So where would you like, what next for Chance the Dog?
Well, next, we're taking it around the nation. We're doing screenings, and we're going to do a few theatrical runs. We did a full theatrical run in Los Angeles. We're going to do one in New York, a few other cities. We want to take it overseas. We have a big market that's been building overseas. We want to basically take it around the world. So, you know, this is a grassroots company and a grassroots effort. So it's going to take a little time. We're taking it around. But what people can do is spread the word for us.
Okay. And how can they check it out?
Check it out. Check us at ChanceTheFilm.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook, ChanceTheFilm. So just check out social media. Go to the website. We're going to put more trailers and clips from the film. So just kind of keep trying to blow it up the best we can.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to put out there, Kenny?
Follow your passion. Believe in what you're doing. And follow your dreams because they do come true.
Our time has come. Do you want to stay here and die like dogs? Or live free?
When you didn't come back, we thought you were dead.
If you wish to be free, it is time for us to fight back!
I can't fall in love with fights. I fall in love with dreams.
I'm here with Phil. Phil, what's your last name?
James.
James. And you are one of the producers of the film Chance the Dog. I like to say Chance the Dog, but this film is named Chance. And this is about a resilient dog, bravery, strength, courage. Oh my gosh. You know, and my emotions were all over the place. I was happy. I was sad. Then you had funny points in there as well. And Ronnie Perry, I was going to mention that. That was a familiar voice. So this whole film was worked out perfectly. I didn't know what to expect because it was an animated film. And so, of course, you know, with us grown-ups, we're thinking sometimes if we see an animated film, it's a kid's film. But no, this is for the entire family. And I appreciate that you left a lot of things to imagination. Even though it was animation, I was still on the edge of my seat.
Right. We wanted to tell a movie from the dog's perspective and leave the humans out of the film. So we thought this was the best way to do it. At first, we were going to try to do live dogs, but then we realized, you know what? To tell the story, we really wanted to tell a story, it wouldn't work. So we had to do it through animation. So this is something that me and Kenny started working on about, believe it or not, about 3 to 4 years ago. Mm-hmm.
This was all new for you guys to work with animation.
Yeah, we've never done like animation before at all. And we know how challenging it was and how different it was from doing a regular type of movie, which we were kind of accustomed to doing.
Yeah. So what were some of the challenges that you faced with trying to put this film together?
Well, the biggest thing always on the independent side is the finances. So, you know, we called in a few favors. We were able to obtain the money. Something because it was animation, you just can't shoot the whole type of film like in 2 to 3 weeks. With animation, it takes it's a very, very, very long process. So again, this is something we've been animating for years.
Yes.
So to get to this place right now, it's incredible. But our biggest objective is, since the film is done now, where do we go from here? So at one point, the objective was to sell it to the major studio. But in rethinking it and knowing how the studios react to movies like this, we decided to go a little different route. So that being said, if we're unable to sell it to a major studio, with the huge following that we got right now, U.S. and international, we felt that we could release it ourselves if we wanted to.
Yes, and I believe you could.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know,
are doing right now, they're not going to the major studios right now.
More independent.
They're more doing like more independent, like our rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle, yeah, he's inspired so many people in so many ways.
You don't have to necessarily go to the studios, and I don't want to say get raped, but it's so much that they have to recoup by the time it's your film. Sell it to them, but by the time you get paid from it, there's like peanuts.
Yeah, that's like with any job, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, with the working person, you know, you go to work and you put in your blood, sweat, and tears,
and
you get crumbs. That's why we all need to learn how to be entrepreneurs.
Yes. And that's what we're doing with this film. All our other films, we've done it through the studio. With this one, we're going a different little route. So it's been very challenging, but it's been great, and for myself, I'm just trying to enjoy the journey.
If I could just go, I could go on and on about this film, just every single detail, hit every emotion of happiness, sadness. There was the laughter, like I mentioned earlier, and just looking at the details of the music. And the animation itself, every single detail was thought out, and I saw that
you guys did an
excellent job.
It's something that, believe me when I say, we've been back and did rewrites and reanimation, redone the music, put new music in. This is something we've been doing over, like, I swear to God, the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. We continuously try to make the film better and better and better.
Okay, so what should we be on the lookout for in the future?
In the meantime, we're building our fan base and an awareness and all the anti-dog organizations around the film. And we're hoping to get a big sale from the film. And if not a big sale from the film, we'll just release it on our own on all the VOD platforms. And when I say VOD platforms, I'm talking about iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and things like that.
Maybe possibly on Netflix in the future?
Yeah. Believe it or not, Netflix is where we really, really want to go. But we want to build our whole presentation and our whole package and get it as solid as possible before we present it to them, because we really, really, really like what they're doing right now over at Netflix.
Okay. So what should our listeners, what can we do?
Right now, what you can do right now is keep spreading the word about the film, say great things about the film, follow us on chatthefilm.com, keep blasting the film out on social media, and spread the word to all your friends and family.
Shot, pity, 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 shot, pity